Oh boy. From Route 4, Liberty, Mississippi. When I growed up, there was 5 social functions that we participated in. Peanut boilings, candy pullings, log rollings, rat killings, and coon hunts. Rat killings, I saw your eyes wall back in there. You don't have some fun, you get invited to an RSVP rat killing. Oh, yeah, yes, there it goes, get in stomping hollow. I've moved whole cribs full of corn to get to them scoundrels. One day, me and my brother Sonny was up in the corn crib, and we was moving that corn and killing them rats in a great big old lawn. Nasty rat run up my overhaul britches legs, and I caught him right there above my knee. That thing would try to bite me and scratch me, and I'd squeeze him, and he'd go, eek. I told my brother Sonny, get your pocket knife, because I don't believe I can back him down. And I know I ain't gonna turn him loose. My brother Sonny took his pocket knife, cut all the way around my hand. I took that old rat and throwed him to a big old bird dog named Andy, and old Andy said, I got through killing that rat. I walked out on the front porch and hollered to my next door neighbor that lived about a mile off. And he hollered back, that meant no. I ain't worked too hard today. Be glad to go coon hunting with you. We met down in the edge of the swamps and turned them dogs loose, and they come missing sniffing on the ground. We treed 5 great big old raccoons. About that time, I heard a racket that somewhat scared me, because my brother Sonny and all the dogs is over yonder, and I heard the racket over there. Well, I had done ordered me one of them carbide lights from Sears and Roebuck, what you hang on your cap. But I didn't have enough of money to get the cap, too. So I done took me a piece of wire, and I done wired that light to my head. And when I heard that racket, I whooped my head around there. Then I brought my light around. And the beam of that light hit a fella right in the face, and it somewhat scared me, because we was hunting on his place. I said, Mr. Barnes, that you? He said, it's to me. I don't mind y'all hunting on my place. In fact, I heard the dogs barking, went by and picked up a neighbor, and the neighbor suggested that we come down here and hunt with y'all. I said, who is your neighbor? He said, John Eubanks. Oh, I like to die. John Eubanks was a great American. He was a great environmentalist. He was a great ecologist. He was a great conservationist. He was a great game warden. John taught us from birth, don't ever shoot no raccoon out of no tree. John climbed a tree, knock him out, John. John hollered, whoo, what a big on. Knock him out, John. John reached around in his overhauls and got that sharp stick and drawed back and punched a coon, but it wasn't a coon. It was a lynx. We call them souped up wildcats. That thing had great big tushies coming out of its mouth and great big claws on the end of its feet, and that thing attacked it, John, up in the top of that tree. Wow! Somebody do something. This thing's killing me. Wow! That thing tore John's overhaul jumper plumb off. Whole top of the tree was shaking. Knock him out, John. Wow! John got to feeling great pain. John hollered, oh, shoot this thing. Woo, please shoot this thing. Mr. Barron said, John, we cannot shoot up in there. We might hit you. John said, well, just shoot up in here amongst us. One of us got to have some relief.